This is a redneck who's about to learn the power of limited government. He just bought the boat of his dreams and received a hefty bill from the state. They taxed him for his boat, taxed him for his motor, taxed him for his trailer, taxed him for his tackle, and taxed him for his beer on ice. And if the redneck does not comply, the state will take his beer, take his tackle, take his trailer, take his boat, and they might just take his truck, too. That's limited government. Have you had enough yet? I'm Jeff Maddox, and I approve of your frustration.
Well, hello, Kershaw County. Jeff Maddox here. And I know it's been a while. I'm wondering where I was at. Well, me and Mr. Pneumonia had a little battle going on. And there for a while, I thought Pneumonia was going to win. But, we're on the mend now. Ready to get back in the game. Today on the Liberty Report, we're going to do an after-action report. See what happened during this special election where Ben Connell came out triumphant. And the man of the people is still licking his wounds. And yeah, we got the conversation started, and they didn't want to hear it. Today, on the Liberty Report.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people,
right?
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
How can people give a group a right that they don't have? That's the question that we asked in the special election for Kershaw County Chairman. Welcome to the Liberty Report. Yep, we got a new chairman for County Council, Ben Connell. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it was a landslide victory for the establishment for Vision 2030. And as many of you know, we jumped into the race to start a conversation and asked a question. If the people don't have the right to take from one to give to another, how can the government have a right to tax and take anything that they want to spend on any kind of boondoggle? Ladies and gentlemen, this is where fear went rampant through the campaigns, because nobody wants to answer that question. When we were discussing jumping into this race, one of the things that I told the supporters that I was going to run. If I run, I'm going to run as an anarchist, a voluntarist, somebody who believes in self-government and getting there as close to that as possible, a voluntary society of self-governing individuals built on the idea, don't hurt anyone and don't steal anyone's stuff. That's a message that nobody else comes to. It's a message that nobody else in politics is going to use, because they are so afraid of answering the question in debate about what is and what is not the proper role and function of government. And it was clear in this campaign that neither Ben Connell or Jimmy Jones wanted to be on stage where they had to answer the questions about how does government have a legitimate right to tax and spend? Do you think, do you have a right to take from one to give to another? And if you don't have that right, can a bunch of people without that right join together to give themselves the right to take from one to give to another, or to take from all to give to another? And if government is providing a service, why does it have to be mandatory? Why does it have to be done by force? This was the message that I was bringing to the campaign. Before I even decided completely on whether I was going to jump in or not, the Unholy Alliance contacted me through one of the council members who encouraged me, oh, we need your voice. Your voice is important. You should run. Ladies and gentlemen, little red flags just went up. Boom, 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 boom. Knowing what I know about who these people are and all, as soon as I saw the phone ring and who it was, I understood that they were doing this to split the vote, to take votes from a certain candidate. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the Unholy Alliance getting behind Ben Connell and trying to steal votes from the man of the people, Jimmy Jones. Now, whether I stole votes from Jimmy or stole votes from Ben is irrelevant. I was asking questions that neither one of them wanted to hear. Neither one of them wanted to answer. That phone call encouraged me to run, because now I know that the system is trying to play their little games again. But one thing we do know is Ben Connell had been planning this move for a long time and had been building his war chest up for just such a run. And on May 28th, when Katie Gwynn resigned, everybody at county council made big deal. Oh, it's a big deal, Katie Gwynn. We are so shocked and all. And Jimmy Jones even cried during the thing. Let's play all that. Let's play Jimmy Jones over again.
Great loss for Kershaw County here. But I admire this chair lady so much. She has broken the barrier. She's the first female to ever serve on county council, much less as the chair. And nobody ever works as hard as I do when it comes to re-election, because if I get an election and run, I plan to win. But this lady, I said, I'm ready to go home. No, we got enough street of houses to go to. I mean, she has such a strong work ethic. And she's a wonderful mom. She's a wonderful friend. I supported you in the beginning. I support you now. And I wish you Godspeed.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Did anybody say anything about my tears? I slap them.
Sure.
I'm not a baby.
It's good to see you cry.
I'm not crying.
Okay. It's good to see water in your eyes.
You see, Katie Gwynn was like a daughter to him and all. And like they didn't know, and they were in shock, and he was crying. And Sammy Tucker, it's good to see water in your eyes. They all knew it. They all knew it. And that night, Ben Connell just happened to be in the audience to bring forth a resolution for the former mayor, Pete James, former judge, Pete James, over in Elgin. So they were all there, the whole clan, and they already knew who was going to run. After the meeting, there was a little word confrontation between Jimmy Jones and Ben Connell. You see, ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Jones thought he was entitled. He had paid his dues. He was entitled to have the gavel. and be in control of the dais finally after 18 years. Ben Con F, I'm running. I don't have a seat over at the House anymore because of redistricting. These boys have already had their plans laid. And then it was 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks before we decided to run. And when we decided to run, we ran with nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, I told them, I said, look here, it is up to the people to do their own homework. If they don't do their own homework, it's got to be done by word of mouth. That's more important. I'm not playing the games that these boys played, like Ben Connell. Thousands upon thousands, tens of thousands of dollars on these crazy mailers that mean nothing. Like Ben Connell, pro-family, pro-freedom, proven leader, mean nothing. Mean nothing. What does that actually mean? And he's ready to get to work, y'all. He's going to protect the taxpayers. I guess that means no new taxes or just enough taxes to give us the essentials and a travel baseball field and whatever other pipe dream he's got swirling around in his head. Keep families safe. What does that mean? That means you're going to give more money to the popo so that, you know, you don't have to carry a gun because cops are too heavy. You're going to get a cop for every family. How are you going to keep families safe? Yeah, everybody wants families safe. These are Barnum statements that mean nothing but make you feel good. Maintain the quality of life. Well, who decides on the quality? Help our veterans. Well, what the hell does that even mean? You're going to give them ride? You're going to get a veteran's taxi? You're going to give them maybe tax-free? Maybe they get a fee in lieu like corporations. So Ben Connell just running a bullshit campaign. Now, Jimmy Jones, he's not armed with that much, but he's the man of the people, and he's been working for 18 years. So he pumps out the signs like crazy. And he does the same thing that he's done over and over for how many elections? Well, he does it a little music thing, and he does a little chicken bog thing and all, and he gets up and he talks about how he works for the people. He's the man of the people. And all these campaign fundraisers and that kind of thing, they speak to the choir. And nobody is challenging them of anything. It's just a feel-good thing. But we're normally in a campaign with multiple candidates, just like in the Senate races and all. They would have forums. At least you get the statements next to each other, not necessarily debate. Debate is what we were after. It's like I told the people, the goal of all of it is to start a conversation. And what would be wonderful is to get us all three on the stage and have a back and forth discussion. You can call it a debate if you want to. But that would have been the goal, to get all three of us on there so we could discuss the fundamental functions of government and if they are going to expand government, do you support policies that are growing government, or you support policies that are going to shrink government and make individual rights more important. Ladies and gentlemen, they could not have that. They cannot defend the indefensible. See, they believe that taxation is part of a civil society, that it doesn't matter. We can force, government can force any kind of taxes for any kind of social benefit, greater good. They're all collectivists, whether they agree on this spending or that spending or not. And because of that, because they knew what message I was bringing, because I've been preaching this message for years and years and years, to county council and here on the Liberty Report. You hear the intro and the exit from the Liberty Report. Ask the question. If people cannot take from each other, how in the world is a right if the people give a group a right to do that thing? Everything the government touches is fruit from a poison tree and ends up in a disaster. You can see that in Kershaw County. You can see it at the state level. And you can see it at the federal level. So as the campaign continued, the Kershaw County GOP and the GOP Republican steeplechase women, they continually tried to get together a forum or a debate on multiple occasions. And Jimmy Jones, from the very get-go, said, no, I'm not doing anything like that. I think I've got enough support. I'm just going to do the same thing I've done for 18 years, and I'm not going to be involved with it. Ben Connell, he was going to do it, but the date was wrong. And then he was going to do it, and the date was wrong. And then he was going to do it, and they all got invited to a forum because they changed it from a debate to a forum to accommodate that they would not be directly confronted. And Ben Connell agreed on it. A couple of days before the GOP Republican forum at the American Legion, Ben Connell backed out. And at that forum, I was the only one that showed up. I told him, look, I'll go anywhere, anytime, whatever format you guys want to use, I'll be there. Because I don't have anything to hide, I'm just going to tell the truth. I'm going to tell the truth like I see it. And they understood that. The point is, Ben Connell and Jimmy Jones were in fear of the truth. The truth about government being an evil entity that should be strapped down and minimalized as much as possible to increase and enable a voluntary society. But none of them could deal with it. There was another incident. Walker Lawson, reporter from WLTX, texted me on multiple occasions about, can we do an interview tomorrow? Can we do an interview tomorrow? Multiple occasions, a couple of days, a week or so in between each one of them. And he would end up canceling out because neither Ben Connell or Jimmy Jones would interview with LTX, knowing that Jeffy was going to bring up the very thing that they feared most. You see, ladies and gentlemen, in this world of censorship, direct shadow banning on Facebook, taking down videos on YouTube, all the censorship that's going on, all the way from the top, all the way down through the media and all, actually begins with self-censorship of the politics at your local level. And Jimmy Jones and Ben Connell are part of the problem. They will not even have the discussion about the fundamental functions of government because they fear the truth. And they know what the truth is, but they don't want to answer the question. So armed with a little or nothing, we went on a campaign. And I decided that we would run a very unorthodox campaign, kind of making fun of all the crazy little backroom deals and all that go on with that.
and how the people are just about fed up with it. Even the people that don't vote, don't participate, and don't pay attention. You know, the old country people, the country boys, the rednecks and all. And so we made a short we call the Pitchfork to just kind of give you the idea of the feeling of the people.
Need some more pitchforks.
Now that video took off, and I don't know, it's got 2,000 or 3,000 views on multiple platforms, so maybe 8,000 or 10,000 views on that. People like that because it was a nice, clean message of we're fed up and we're not going to take it anymore. We did a couple of other ones. One just kind of transgender beer. Listen to this. You know, I've gone from transgender Bud Light down to Milwaukee's Best because of inflation, and that's limited government. And see, that transgender beer, that affected a bunch of people around here. They're all upset about that Mulvaney fella and Bud Light going into partnership promoting transgenderism. And even while then, the inflation running rampant and beer prices going up. You see that all across, and people are fed up with it. So that message was clear. Well, not into transgender too much. And I think inflation is a little carried away. And that goes right back to that fundamental function of government. Has government got any right at all to control money? Money ought to be sound money of gold and silver. That ought to be limited. Where in the world do the people that don't have a right to take from one to give to another, how can they give a group that right? So then at the very same time, I think it was a week or so after I went in and officially filed for the seat, we did another short coming out. We called in the rough decades because it had to do with cigarettes and that. But it also had a lesson about how much control government has over your life. Listen to this. You know, I could choose to smoke or not to smoke, but freedom's dead. Leave a decade, please. I challenge you. Take you a little notepad and write everything down in the course of your day that government rules, regulates, fees, or fines. I think you'll find that at the end of the day, your notebook will be full. That's limited government.
Well, why don't you do something about it?
As a matter of fact, I am.
Just where the trail will wind.
Now, during this period, we put out several videos about the fundamental functions of government and voluntary societies and all. And, you know, just like at the beginning of the campaign where I got a call about, you know, that you ought to run as a means to an end. They were trying to steal votes from Jimmy Jones. That was the Unholy Alliance. Well, even before that, we had already put into production a little short we called The Call. To give you an idea about what's really going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, what you got?
General, you won't believe this shit. It's about Jeff Maddox.
That anarchist? What's he up to now?
Well, I was at the hardware store when a bunch of freaking rednecks stormed through the front door. They kept saying they were just fed up.
Fed up?
Fed up about what?
Well, they just kept saying they were tired of big government, so they bought all the freaking pitchforks. And then the guy behind the counter told me that they were cutting the government down to size.
Yeah, and what does this have to do with that Maddox guy?
Well, I overheard one of the rednecks say Jeff Maddox was the only man with the balls to stand up to these lying politicians and run for county chairman.
Okay, well, look,
I gotta go. Thanks for the intel. And let's keep this between us. Damn it, Jeff Maddox.
Now, these videos were catching good traction. We were seeing a lot of that. And a lot of it was spreading on social media. And yet we're not spending the kind of money that Ben Connell and Jimmy Jones are spending on signs and door knockers and all that kind of stuff. It's like I told the boys, I'm not knocking on doors. I'm not going out there begging for people to vote for me. I don't want to rule over you. I don't want to be in control of everybody's lives. I don't want to steal from everybody. But we were still working toward that forum. And in the end, we had the forum with just me speaking about anarchy, giving the people the truth about it being a voluntary society. It's not chaos. It's self-government. It is don't hurt anybody and don't steal anybody's stuff. Adjudication can be done by private courts and private protections, mutual benefit contracts, those kind of things like that. How we get there, I'm not sure. That's what the whole conversation was going to be like. But none of them would come. And after I got done with my explanation about a voluntary society and that we need to head in that direction and use that as being a goal instead of the direction that we're going now, after I was done with that and they read the statements from Jimmy Jones and Ben Connell, one of the things that you got to understand is what they fear most. As soon as they started reading Ben Connell's treatise, the first thing he did was come after under attack of anarchy. He came with both barrels against anarchy, saying it's defunding the police, it's chaos, it's violence, it's Antifa and the whole nine yards in there, because he doesn't even understand what voluntary society really is. He looks at the anarchy that the television and the mainstream media and your government wants you to believe. Now, Jimmy Jones, he ain't got the balls to get up in front of anybody and debate anything. Never will, never has. He's a done deal. So after the call, we were already in sign mode. And it's like I told our supporters, I said, we're not spending all this kind of money on signs and all. We're just going to paint our own. We're going to do it old school. And we're not going to put out that damn many. I'm not flooding the place with stuff that's going to the dump all over the place. Look at what are you going to do with Ben Connell signs? What are you going to do with Jimmy Jones signs? Every damn one of them is going to the dump.
At least you can use ours for, you can put them in the burn pile. You can use them for chicken coops. You can use, there's all kinds of uses for them stinks. And what we did, we used what people had lying around. The little stakes that we put them on, those are from used pickets, deck pickets, that we ripped in half. The Luan was, somebody had Luan. So we used Luan and paint that somebody else had. And a few cans of spray paint. In the meantime, they go into the political campaign industrial complex and spend thousands upon thousands of dollars to reach voters that don't pay attention and don't do their job. And they're just dumbed down religious voters who are swayed by any pretty face and any kind of propaganda that puts out there. But we did succeed in getting the message out to a number of people. The race was 58% Ben Connell and 34% Jimmy Jones, and we got 6%, just a little over 6%. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a victory. That is a victory in itself with as little money and as little effort as we did. It was 280 votes or something like that that we garnered. See, that doesn't even include the people that do not participate. The people that do not live in Kershaw County and were unable to participate. The people that had no idea. The people that were not registered and didn't have time to register. The amount of people that heard the message and the message resonated was amazing. And the people that I met through this campaign were amazing. And yeah, I got sick toward the end and all, but it's been a while since I've been on. But during that course of that hiatus, it's come more and more clear to me that the American people are just beginning to wake up and realize that the government that they're taught we have is anything but that, and that they've been lied to their entire lives. Now, there's a lot of them that still play the game, and right now they are in control. The establishment and the unholy alliance, they're still playing their games that they've played for decades, that steal from you for their benefit. But that control is beginning to wane. And before the campaign ends, almost every campaign runs into this thing I call the sign wars. And interestingly enough, it was Katie Gwinn, former chairwoman, disgraced former chairwoman, had to resign because of her kids and because of her job and because of her mom and because of her divorce and because of. Well, she is a major supporter of Jimmy Jones, just like Jimmy Jones is a major supporter of anything that Katie Gwinn does. So, toward the end of the campaign, I get a phone call and somebody wants to put on a little shindig. And I said, look, it's pretty late in the game. It's not going to be a fundraiser. There's no reason to raise funds when we're right here at the end of this rush campaign. I mean, we can make this like a victory party. And so it was planned, and it was planned at the old paddock, the Catery on the Broad, that is Katie Gwinn's estranged husband, going through a divorce. his venue, sponsored by his cousin and the landlord there, Miss Beth Mann. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you might have guessed it by now, and you might have already seen it on Fitz News. Katie Gwynn could not stand it. Could not stand it, especially since we exposed Katie for what she really is long ago. A poor woman that's been victimized her whole life that uses that as an excuse to get ahead. You can go back and watch the Glass Slipper video that exposes Katie Gwynn. And the idea that it was her ex-husband and the whole bunch that are now against her. She could not stand that and showed up at the campaign get-together with two dripping wet kids, had marched them down the street in a massive thunderstorm while she's got a raincoat on now, mind you, and walks them right in the front door, both of them dripping like crazy, goes in and says, oh, your kid, your Eli wanted to see you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's bullshit. Everybody knows that it's bullshit. And then she goes to taking pictures of everybody that's in there. And then they get her out the back door. She comes around. And I'm going to tell you something. The cars in the parking lot that were between the back door and the porch all started in sequence as she came around to honk their horns and the alarms went off. What happened to do that? I don't know, but you can bump a car and the alarm system will go off. Had a confrontation with the police. Drove off with the kids.
I think we're with like-minded people. The reason I got in this race is just to start the conversation.
The policeman just said that she was not free to leave. So. Y'all see her? She's gone.
The drama continues even after that. Soon after that, she started a Facebook campaign against signs in front of a hardware store over in Dusty Bend and saying that this should not be because a county employee owns the business and back and forth. Derek Shoemake got in with it and all. And she ended up deleting that post. Then she went and another sign thing about something else and said that she wasn't going to delete it. And then deleted it again. Katie Gwynn is mentally... Ladies and gentlemen, Katie Gwynn is off her rocker. She has done many, many things, backstabbing, manipulating, anything she can do to play victim. And the fact that Jimmy Jones still supports her, and the fact that all the county councilmen said that they were surprised, when I know for a fact through back channels, every one of them knew she was nuts and were happy to finally see her go, except for Jimmy Jones. That calls into question Jimmy Jones' decision-making. That being said, at the end of the race, 6% is fine, 6% tells us that there is a base out there that wants change, that wants radical change to get government out of their lives, to lower the taxes, to begin to move society back toward freedom and away from this tyranny and this idea that these social justice warriors, Republican or Democrat, can rule and centrally plan our lives. There's more to come. There's more to come on the next Liberty Report. The Katie Gwynn saga continues. And County Council, they're working toward the new zoning laws. They're moving toward the expansion of the sewer system, $2.7 million. And then we'll go into a little bit of a lull as it gets toward the holiday season, before it finally cranks back up in January, as they start to plan how much they're going to spend and how much they're going to have to steal from me and you to pay for their boondoggles. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you for liking and sharing these videos. These are important times for the world. These are important times for us as Americans. We have some critical choices to be made that we haven't made in a very, very, very long time. The question is, are you going to help make those choices, or are you going to stand idly by and be silent? That's your choice. This is Jeff Maddox. That's the Liberty Report. Until next time, peace.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people,
right?
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?